please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAIA basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAIA basketball one podcast at a time.
Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Well, survive and advance season has begun in earnest. We had the Heart in action tonight, as well as the Sun Conference. We're going to talk about those two conference tournaments, look at what's going to happen tomorrow, and then we're going to talk to Drew Stutz. He's the head men's basketball coach, Freed Hardeman University there in the Mid-South. Why don't we just kick it off with the Heart of America over in that conference? You can see Mid-America Nazarene, they advance. They beat Missouri Valley 105-69. Central Methodist, kind of a mild upset. Peru State beat Central Methodist. Give credit to Peru State. They were down with just under a minute to go. They took the lead with, I think, a minute 13 to go, and they were able to hang on the road at Central Methodist for a 70-76-72 win. Graceland survived. They beat Culver Stockton 77-64. And then a near upset, Baker beat Park 87-85. Park was the number seven seed there in the Heart. Park hit a three, I think, with 38, under a minute to go, but Baker held him scoreless the last 40 seconds to preserve the win. So coming up then on, I'm trying to see where these. So these next round of games in the Heart will be on Friday, March 1st. Peru State has to travel to Mid-America Nazarene. That's, I think, a bit of a good draw for Mid-America Nazarene. Central Methodist is kind of big and strong. I just think it's a little bit better matchup for Mid-America Nazarene, but we'll see. Obviously, you have to play the game. And then Graceland and Baker, that game will be at Baker, but that should be a real Donnybrook right there. And again, these games will be on Friday. Let's take a quick look at the Sun Conference, also in action tonight. So I'm going to have to kind of expand this a little bit. Hang on just a second. So let's take a look at this first in the Sun Conference. Ave Maria, they beat Southeastern. And Weber International, big surprise, they defeated Kaiser tonight, 93-79. That was definitely an upset. Ave Maria beat Southeastern by 10. You know, Ave Maria has been up and down a little bit. They like to run. They like to get out and push. That was a big win for them. Congratulations on Southeastern. They had another good season. They just fell short toward the end. Really a tough break for Kaiser. I thought they could make a push there in that Sun Conference. But let's take a look at the bracket. It's hard to read the bracket here. So Weber International now is going to play St. Thomas. I think that's a break for St. Thomas. Kaiser's big and physical, tough matchup for St. Thomas. That game will be Friday on March 1st, and that's going to be in Miami Gardens. Also in Miami Gardens, Florida Memorial is going to take on Ave Maria. That's going to be a rematch. They've played before, two different styles. Florida Memorial, big and strong. They crashed the boards with five people. Ave Maria just likes to get out and run. Just two different styles going at it, so that'll be a fun game. And those will be the semifinals in the Sun Conference, and that'll happen on Friday. So that's just the action in the playoffs tonight. Now tomorrow or tonight, we have Crossroads, we have GPAC, we have, I mean, all across the country, Cascade Conference. We'll do our best to keep you updated each day with what's going on in these playoffs. It's a little bit tough, as I told you before, I travel, but we'll do our best to update you each day on what's going on in each of the conferences as teams survive in advance. That's what this part of the season is all about. So also tonight we had, or today we have Drew Stutz. He's the head men's basketball coach at Freed Hardeman. They shared the Mid-South Championship with Cumberland's. He gave us a few minutes right in the middle of a silly season here, and I really appreciate it. Let's just take a listen to Drew Stutz.
Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Hey, I got Drew Stutz. He's the head men's basketball coach, Freed Hardeman. How you doing, Coach? Thanks for being on.
I'm doing good, Billy D. I appreciate you having me and taking the time, and looking forward to talking a little bit.
So congratulations on the Mid-South Championship. I know that you're co-champions with Cumberland's, but you had the tiebreaker. Huge deal, your number one seed going into the tournament. Talk about your season.
Yeah, it's been a great year for us. Really enjoy this team. For us to be sitting here 28 games in, finishing the regular season with 24 wins and, you know, playing again a top 25 strength of schedule. Just couldn't be proud of our guys. We've had some injuries and some guys in and out, but, right now we're pretty healthy and got 10 guys playing really well. And so excited about the way we finished and excited to get postseason play started. Obviously, being a one seed is right where you want to be going into the Mid-South Conference tournament. A lot of good teams in there, but fortunate to get a bye in the first round. And hopefully, we won it last year. Hopefully, we can work some magic and do it again this year.
Yeah, coming down the stretch, you just got to talk about the Mid-South for a second. That race between you and Cumberland's, it was just, you know, who's going to blink? Cumberland's, as you know, is very good, and you guys are very good, and it just was a good race going down the stretch, wasn't it?
It was. No, they're a really good team, super talented, probably pound for pound, probably the most talented team in the conference, and knew we would have our hands full, and we got them here at home, and then we went to play them there, and things flip-flopped. So, you know, us and them, and then obviously Georgetown, traditional powerhouse, always a good team. They're in that mix too. I know they dropped a couple games this year, but yeah. I think all three of us are really high-level teams that I would not be surprised to see in Kansas City here in a few weeks.
Well, yeah, you know better than I do, Coach, but I mean, take Georgetown for granted at your own risk.
That is absolutely
a powerful program.
They are. No, Coach Briggs does a great job, always got a lot of talent. Those guys play super hard, always got great athletes and play well together. So, I mean, they're never a team to be counted out for sure.
You know, a lot of people probably don't realize, but Coach, I go through the stats every night and, you know, who's high scorer and that. And I look through there and a couple guys' names always come up, you know, Quan Lax, J.J. Wheat. These guys are sophomores. You got them
they
for
are.
Two more years. Your team is young.
We are. We got one senior that's playing a significant role this year,
yes.
Hunter Skurlock. He does a lot of things that maybe don't show up on the stat sheet night in and night out, but, you know, reigning defensive player of the year in the Mid-South and just a really versatile guy. But outside of him, you know, we'll be bringing everybody back. And, J.J. and Quan, two guys that have played well for us, they had to take on pretty big role early in the season. We were without two of our two guards, Riley McLaren and Chase Fiddler, for the first half of the year. And those guys have come back, and since then things have kind of balanced out. But, J.J. and Quan, great players. But, I mean, I was looking here this weekend, just going through, looking at things. And, I mean, I think we've got 10 guys that are averaging like 7, 8 to 13 range. So we play a lot of guys, and I think we've had 9 different leading scorers this season in games. So our team, you know, while J.J. and Quan and some of these guys are good players, I think you got to be careful because we got a lot of guys that can pop off and play well offensively. But, you know, we try to be unselfish. We try to play tough basketball, and whoever's night it happens to be, that's fine. But ultimately it's about finding ways to win the game and be efficient doing it.
So help me out as a fan to understand J.J. Wheat's game a little bit. He's a 6-foot guard. He really doesn't he's not a 3-point. He can shoot the 3-point. He shoots it well when he shoots it. But he primarily, gets to the rack or shoots mid-range, and he does it at 60%. Just talk about his game. It's a bit of a different game in today's game.
Yeah, I mean, J.J., last year as a true freshman came in and played super well for us. I think he's just gotten better from year one to year two, dynamic guard in transition, knows what he does well. And I would say a lot of the guys on our team know what they do well and play to their strengths. And, you know, we keep a balanced lineup on the floor. I mean, we've got, I don't know exactly percentages off my head, but at least three, maybe four or five guys shooting 40% from the 3-point line. I know JJ hasn't shot a ton of volume this year, but it's not because he can't. It's just because he knows what he does best, and we surround him with the right pieces to complement what he does. And, you know, he can get downhill. He can score from mid-range. He's got a nice float game. Obviously, in transition, pushes the ball hard, but is a willing passer. And so I think our team complements him well and allows him to be super efficient in what he does. And when people try to take him away, which they've done this year, he's a willing passer, and those guys can knock down shots and get to the basket in their own right. You talk about efficiency. Geraldo Lane broke the school record this year for field goal percentage, right at 68%. Yep. On, you know, it's like 125 makes, I think. So, you know, our team in general, we set a record this year for our school as far as overall field goal percentage, where I think it was right at 53% on the season.
Right.
So obviously JJ, a big part of that, but got a lot of guys that contribute as well.
I'll tell you what, folks, Drew Stutz is a easy interview. He's hitting every question I have before I get to it. No, Geraldo Lane. I was going to ask you about that. I mean, that guy just does not miss. Okay. One other question. You and I talked about this earlier in the season when I talked to you, but you guys aren't that big. I think your bigs are 6'7", if I remember right. But you guys rebound really, really well. How do you do that?
Well, I mean, we're not that big, but we are. You know, there are times JJ and Quan will play together. That's the 2-point guards. And there's times we'll run those guys out there. But, you know, when they're not out there together, 2 through 5, we're always at the smallest 6'4 to 6'8.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we don't really have a true big, but we got a lot of guys that are versatile. You know, Hunter Skurlock, I mentioned him. He's a guy that sometimes will start center for us, but JJ here a couple weeks ago missed a few games, and I moved Hunter to the point guard, and he played backup point guard in that game. So, you know, we're typically 6'8", 6'4", 2 through 5, and both those point guards, strong, athletic point guards that can go rebound and compete inside as well. So, yeah, we don't have a true big because of our style of play defensively. You know, we switch everything 1 through 5, and so it's a different style, but it's worked well for us.
Coach Stutz, I'm going to go off script just for a moment. You talked about big but not big. There's a guy in your conference. I call him the biggest 6'5 guy in the NAI, Kyran Jones. When you stand next to him, he's a big guy, but he's not that big. But on the court, he's huge.
No, he is. He's really good. You know, veteran player. I think this is his fifth year. He just knows how to play the game. You know, he uses his body extremely well. I know you were at the national tournament last year when they matched up with Grace, and you saw him play against Elijah Malone.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a crafty guy. You know, he can beat you from three. He's going to rebound the ball extremely well. But, you know, we've played him for a number of years now and has always given us problems, and just a great player. So I'll be glad to see him go and not play him next year.
Coach, we got to talk about the Mid-South Tournament. As we said, you got that number one seed, which is a huge deal in your conference because you get that first round bye. Just talk about this Mid-South Conference Tournament coming up and where you guys are.
Yeah, big deal for us to be a number one seed heading in. A lot of talented teams, a lot of teams that can make some noise. You know, we just got done playing Lindsey Wilson this past week. You've got a 4-5 matchup against them in Campbellsville. Both those teams got a lot of talent.
Yeah.
Lindsey Wilson, you know, they've beaten Georgetown twice this year, so that speaks to the level of their team and what they're capable of. And then, obviously, Georgetown and Cumberland, Kentucky, two super talented teams that – you know, as crazy as it sounds, I think both can be, you know, Elite Eight, Final Four, or even, you know, national championship contending teams when they're firing on all cylinders. So excited for the competition. Always a great tournament, and looking forward to getting in Bowling Green next weekend and battling it out with these teams.
So how does it, is the first round at campus sites, how does the Mid-South do that?
In the past, it's been campus sites. This year, with the reduction of teams, everybody's going to go to Bowling Green. So it's a Saturday, Sunday, Monday tournament, and just, you know, just bracket play. Starts on Saturday with quarterfinals and then semis on Sunday and then finals on Monday. The girls and boys both play at the same site, which is pretty cool and pretty unique. There's always a good crowd. And so it's unique. You know, I'm not sure how all the other conferences do it, but I really enjoy the girls and the boys both being at the same location.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's neat that it's all in one location. And obviously with it being the headquarters of Mid-South Conference, it's nice to be there. The town does a great job supporting the tournament, and it's well run.
I love the idea. The fans only – I'm a fan, right? The fans only have to travel one time. When you follow a team around, it can get a bit expensive going from here to there and to want 2 days'
Absolutely.
Notice to get a hotel. And, you know, what is the venue there in Bowling Green?
They got a nice high school there, Bowling Green High School.
Okay.
It's a really nice high school. They've got great facilities and a great setup. They've talked about potentially moving it, but honestly, I think it's a great location. I think the school there has really worked well with us as far as the timing of, you know, shoot arounds and different things. But, it is a high school, but it's a really nice high school, and I think it's a great setup for the tournament.
So that kicks off on March 2nd. I don't have a count. What day
yes,
is
sir.
It?
That's a Saturday.
Okay, so Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
And then so then the semifinals are Sunday, and then you play the championship game on Monday night.
Correct.
Yeah, if you're anywhere in that area, get out there. Boy, that'd be what a joy that would be to watch that entire 3-day weekend or, you know, Monday night, but watch that entire Mid-South tournament, both men and women, right, Coach Stutz?
That's right.
Boy, that now you talk about the best entertainment value in America. That would be amazing to go out. If you live anywhere near Bowling Green and you don't go to that tournament, there's something wrong with you. That's all I got to say.
Right.
Well, Coach,
fortunately, last year, I'll just slip this in. My sister is the women's assistant here, and so they were fortunate to win the conference tournament right before we did. So they played the 6 o'clock game, we played the 8 o'clock game, and we won. Obviously, our women won it last year, and then we turned around and beat Georgetown and won it. So it's pretty neat family experience. Our whole family was there, and got to see back-to-back conference championship games. So maybe we can repeat it and do it again this year, I hope.
That's a cool story. I'm sure she's a far better coach than you, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Does she text you after the game and tell you you had too many turnovers?
Well, she's 10 years younger than me, so I coached her as she grew up, and coached a little bit of her AAU basketball as she grew up. And she's a little sister, but she's almost like a daughter in some ways as well. But it's pretty neat to be working, you know, side by side with her every day. Her office is just down the hall from mine, and for us to be coaching together, it's a cool experience.
Oh man, that is so cool to be able to not only, I mean, it's cool to be able to coach college basketball at a high level, which you definitely do, and then to share that experience with your sister.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah,
pretty neat.
Absolutely. Well, Coach Stutz, thanks so much for giving me a few minutes. We're really looking forward to that Mid-South tournament. Looking forward to see who's going to end up getting to the playoffs and over to Kansas City.
Absolutely. I hope to see you there.
Absolutely. I agree. Well, Coach Stutz, thanks a lot. That's Coach Drew Stutz. He's the head men's basketball coach, Freed Hardeman. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Bill D.
Hey, thanks so much to Coach Stutz and to Freed Hardman University. Here it is, right? Just getting ready for the tournament, and he gave us a few minutes. I really appreciate it. Well, get out and get to these tournaments. Like I said, the Crossroads, the GPAC, the Cascade Conference. I don't remember who else, but boy, Wednesday night, they really get going tonight. There is a full disclaimer. There are a couple one Southern Conference playoff game late. And honestly, it just didn't fit my schedule. I'll update you on Twitter on the outcome of that. But be with us tomorrow. We'll update you on the conference tournaments all across the country, and get out and support your local school, because as you know, it's the best entertainment value in America.
Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAI school, because NAI basketball is the best entertainment value in America.